Danielle McCartan for BronxPinstripes.com here with Mickey Rivers. We're at the ShopRite of Greater Morristown in Cedar Knolls, New Jersey. You're here on behalf of Luvo, proud sponsor of the New York Yankees. So where did the name Mick the Quick come from, and who gave that to you?
Well, you know, the Mick come from the grandparents, him and Mickey, you know, and got, as a brother you got in the ball, you know, the guys start calling me over things. Hey, you quick. So part of that come from over there with the Angels, Mick the Quick. Still
cool.
A lot of bases, you know, in that category.
Yeah,
way.
Of course. And in April, you said to CBS, as long as the Yankees can stay healthy, I could see us having a better chance to win the division. It's May, got a lot of injuries. What's the outlook now? And what advice could you give to these guys?
Well, right now, you know, you're still going to have them kind of injuries now with going on now. With all the teams, you know, all the players. You got to stay with the big nucleus, you know. You just got to just, you know, maintain to the small ball. Play the small ball until you start getting healthy enough to start back to your main game. You know, see, that's what we forget about, you know. Forget about after they get the injury, then that stops everything. No, it don't stop everything. That's just going to create more doing the small stuff to get the start back on the winning streak, you know. When I'm not hitting, I've got to go out there and deep in. You know, see, everybody look at it when everything falls. We ain't hitting, trying to do something to help the team. And that's how you win. That's how you win pennants. That's how you win games. You know, you do the little small stuff to win the games.
And Jacoby Ellsbury has been struggling a little bit defensively in center field. What are some tips for him, or just?
Well, he trying to do too much. Now, you know, you come and say these days now where the players ain't played this long. You know, you don't play every day. You know, they playing every day, and the body ain't just tends to play every day. The body just tends, you know, just to rebuild after you get through, rest a little bit, then go back in, eat properly. You know, your diet, you know, a lot of guys on a different schedule. And the workout efforts, you got to have great workout efforts, you know, to keep the body in shape during the course of the season.
Right, and you look great, by the way. What have you been doing it for your
upkeep? You know, like I say, I still goes out with, not doing too much, but I just try to keep me just going. Keep a little exercise, not doing much as I should be doing. Try to eat a little proper, you know, get the calories and all that little stuff. But you want to, you know, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, then like I say again, like a small little workout.
And you're playing in Old Timers Day. What are your expectations for that again this year? What memories does that bring back?
Oh, you know, it brings back great memories because we get a chance to see some the now guys. Plus, the guys that played along with me and before me, and that brings back that good atmosphere. You want to be into the game, but you're not able to go out there and do that 100% every day. Every day is not given to you. It's a whole different spot. But the greatest thing about that is just seeing the guys you ain't seen in a while.
And do you prefer the new or the old stadium? But I heard you talking a little bit before.
Me, I'm old-fashioned, but, you know, as the day comes, you know, everything is changing.
Yeah.
Like I say again, it's changing. Yeah. But you go to changing time. You always going to say, well, change don't have to do this. No, you got to do this to prepare yourself to be able to go and do well. You got to stay fit. You know, still deal with the program. It ain't stop a thing changing. You should change the time in a good manner. You want to keep you working it. You know, I don't want to stop working because I'm sore. So when I get sore or sick, you know, so when I get well, I want to still keep on my pattern. You know, you don't stop there because this happened or that happened. You got to still keep up your pattern. What I mean, what got me to the major leagues, you want to keep doing things that got you there. Everybody stop when they get there because they're doing decent or good, what you want to call it, and then they just stop doing the extra little stuff. I want to keep doing the stuff that got me there.
And I came across something last night. You and Yogi Berra did a Yoo-Hoo commercial? What's the story behind that?
That was all Yogi. That was all Yogi. We was like one of the kids around that area at the time. You know?
Yeah.
And the thing about you see when you get up to the adult stage and say, oh man, this guy right here. And the key thing with you were able to touch him and talk to him, and he was able to coach me. So, you know, that was a great feel to be around.
He coached you.
That definitely, you know, and that's a great deal from a kid's standpoint up to an adult standpoint to see a guy that you don't believe you be able to get to see as coming up as a kid.
Right.
A legend, what I call that's a legend.
He is, yeah. What advice did he give to you?
I tell you what, the best advice to give to you, you know, is just do your natural thing. Do your natural thing. Don't try to change the conversation to do like somebody else that do what you can do. You know, use your talent, but the God-given talent, what you got you there, that's the same thing to say. What got you there, that's what you're going to grow on. And that's what you're going to work on. That's what you work on. Work up. And then he started realizing later on what he was talking about, because we used to talk about it in patterns, you know. And you won't see it till later on. Now I see what he's talking about. Now I see what Mr. Steinbrenner means by the disciplinary action in the game. You know, you didn't see that. You wanted to go out there and win. You didn't care about this happening there. This is what you wanted to do to win. But now you see the whole structure coming together to make you a better person. Then it's approved that on the field. Now, and that's the structure. And that's a little structure, life structure, you know. You don't see it now because you're trying to strive for this and that. But you sit back later on, and then you realize, okay, this is what he was talking about, and this is what got me to a great standpoint in life, a life lesson.
Do you still keep in touch with the Bronx Zoo crew back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I get a chance to see the guys, and we get a chance to talk.
Nice to meet you. Or sort of.
We get a chance to sit around and reminisce about things that happen with the guys. You know, I see Brother, I see Roy White, I see Chris Chandler, I see Oscar Gamble.
Yeah.
I go meet the guys. And not and only the guys that played with me with the Yankees, I see the guys that played with me on different teams.
Right.
So that's the great thing about, you know, you get a chance to sit back and reminisce about old things, not dwell on it. You know, things ain't happen good all the time, but you know, you still want to put it in the right spot to show the kids. Okay, you don't have the downfall, but this is how you get. You still got to get up, crawl before you walk. And then when you start it over again, you got to still do that foundation thing and keep you going.
And Muhammad Ali just passing yesterday. What is his legacy on sports,
well,
not just boxing?
Well, not only boxing, he was a great legend. Most the blacks got a chance, opportunity. I think he got a chance to run up and down the street with him when he out there and training in Florida, you know, when he's training, running up and down. And that's the big, that was a big thrill. It wasn't big at that time, but people to think about it, but didn't know about the legendary that comes through. And you know, you back in the 60s, 70s, you know, enjoying all that, and to come to all this one great legend. A lot of things he said, you know, like I said, he said a lot of things with Black Yogi, and they all was great legends. You know, you can see it at the time, you know, oh man, this guy's saying this, this guy didn't want to do this for the army, this guy didn't want to do that, and all it turned out, they were one of the best guys in the world.
You know, what are your thoughts on the current event here? You always seem to have fun, you're having fun here today, on bat flips.
Well, you know, you got to put yourself in the standpoint of what's going on today. You can't live back then and dwell on that back then, because a lot of things different now. A lot of things different now, but you want to go with the times. You know, we want to go with the times to help the generation gap now see the different times. We're talking about in a different age bracket. You know, a lot of things we did, they can't do. A lot of things they do, we can't do it. So these days, you know, but we still want to keep them in that professional standpoint where they can learn.
Good.
It's always a lesson to everything we do. You just got to take it and make it benefit. I seen the guys back then when I was coming up, you know, we took the good quality. They say, you got to say, okay, you got to get a hit in there. Everybody couldn't get a hit in that, but you know, what we worked. And you got to have good work ethic, you know, to get good things like this.
And just final question here. What are you up to now?
Well, you know, I still do all the road little stuff at the state. You know, not much as I want to do, but, you know, we help out a lot of groups, different groups that are coming into the stadium. You know, like we have like career days and stuff like that, or band practice on the field. We bring the kids in from different, like Jersey, Brooklyn, And there they get a lot of kids busted in. We have different programs with them now, especially when it's school kids out of school now.
Right.
And that's what I like. I mean,
busy time.
See the opportunity. Like I said, I don't care who it is. They come to learn. So when the kid comes to learn, you come to teach the kids. This is the basic structure what you want to start with, and then you work your way on up. You know, we don't care if you play for whoever. This is what we teach you. And you know, and you just take it and grow with it. Just in school. You don't think about going to a good school to at the end, you know, going to a high school. Again, I want to go to Boston University, or I want to go to New York, or whatever. You know, you just want to, hey, I'm going to Brigham Young. You know, you'll pick that later, you know. However, then do it with the kids.
All right. Well, Danielle McCartan for BronxPinstripes.com. Here with two-time World Series winning champion Mickey Rivers. Thank you very much for doing this.
You're welcome.
You look great, by the way. I love the hat.
Yeah. Thank you.